Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, June 14th. Coming up in today's episode, breakthrough in actor Darshan case as the driver who transported the victim surrenders. Is a rift developing between BJP and NCP in Maharashtra? The Supreme Court offers centre time to file reports on petitions demanding a CBI probe in the NEET 2024 exam. And updates from the G7 summit in Italy. First up, challenging star Darshan Thogudeep's plan to evade blame for the murder of a former fan are crumbling day by day. The driver who allegedly carried the victim to the alleged place of crime has surrendered before the police. Ravi, the driver, had taken victim Renuka Swami from Karnataka's Chitradurga to the state capital Bengaluru, which are 200 kilometers apart, on June 8th. CCTV footage has emerged showing two cars being driven away from near the spot where the body was dumped on the night of the murder. One of the cars is linked to the murder-accused actor. Police sources suggest the victim was beaten mercilessly by Darshan and his aides in a shed there and dumped near the canal later. Darshan then allegedly paid Rs 5 lakh each to three of his aides, encouraging them to take the blame. Then on June 10th, two men approached the Kamakshi Palya police station and claimed they killed Renuka Swami at the shed near RR Nagar over a financial dispute. Police then pulled mobile phone details and linked Darshan and another actress, Pavitra Gowda, with the crime, and the other two accused also confessed to their roles. Police have arrested Darshan, his partner Pavitra Gowda, Raghu, who ran a fan club of the Kannada actor in Chitradurga, and two others. The sequence of events based on the accused person's testimony reveals it all started when the victim abused Pavitra online, called her names and blamed her for separating Darshan and his wife Vijayalakshmi. The duo got married in 2003, but Pavitra recently revealed she was in a relationship with Darshan for the last 10 years. The victim, who was a die-hard fan of Darshan, continued his abuse of Pavitra on her social media profiles, which eventually turned fatal for him. According to police sources, Darshan then approached a convener of his fan club, Raghu. Raghu and Darshan and two others allegedly took the victim to a shed where Darshan first allegedly beat Renuka Swami with a belt, and then the others took over with sticks. The final blow was throwing the victim against a wall, which killed him, police sources said. And next, the Lok Sabha 2024 results seem to have rattled the NDA alliance in Maharashtra, a rumour which has gained further momentum after an RSS leader called the alliance a bad idea. Leaders of BJP and its ally in Maharashtra, the Nationalist Congress Party, Ajit Pawar faction, were involved in a war of words via various media interviews over an article in Organizer, a weekly known to be close to the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh or the RSS. The article criticised the Bharatiya Janata Party for contesting the elections along with Ajit Pawar's NCP. The India Bloc won 30 seats in the recently held Lok Sabha elections. The BJP and its allies won 17, of which the NCP got only one. Maharashtra's 40 Lok Sabha seats would have been key for the NDA to achieve their 370 or Char So Par slogans. Even as reports suggest that BJP has launched an internal survey to assess if they should contest alone in the assembly elections to be held later this year, a senior RSS leader questioned the Bharatiya Janata Party's move to enter an alliance with the Ajit Pawar-led NCP, terming it ill-advised. Ajit Pawar broke away from his uncle Sharad Pawar and the older established NCP and created his own faction, which the courts later declared was the real NCP, and joined hands with the BJP, while NCP Sharad Chandra remained with the India Bloc. RSS's Ratan Sharda wrote in the article, and I quote, "Why was this ill-advised step taken? BJP supporters were hurt because they had fought against this Congress ideology for years and were persecuted. In a single stroke, BJP reduced its brand value. Maharashtra is a prime example of unnecessary politicking and avoidable manipulations. Well-performing parliamentarians were ignored to accommodate such latecomers." Unquote. Ajit Pawar's party also lost in the Pawar family bastion of Baramati, where he fielded his wife Sunitra Pawar against his cousin and Sharad Pawar's daughter, Supriya Sule. However, Rajya Sabha MP and senior NCP leader Praful Patel has dismissed the article as an opinion of just one person and claimed it does not reflect the collective thinking of the Bharatiya Janata Party. However, NCP youth wing leader Suraj Chauhan lashed out, saying that when the BJP performs well, credit is given to hard work of the RSS, but a defeat is blamed on Ajit Pawar. Hitting back, BJP leader Praveen Dharekar said, quote, "The RSS is like a father figure to all of us. There is no need to make comments about RSS. Suraj Chauhan should not have rushed to comment on the organization." Unquote. And next, the centre has roughly 3 weeks to submit a response to the Supreme Court of India over allegations of NEET question paper leaks and other irregularities in the exam. The Supreme Court will hear petitions seeking a CBI probe into alleged irregularities in the medical entrance exam NEET on July 8. One of the petitions sought a probe by the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI into the alleged paper leak. The court issued notices to the Centre and National Testing Agency or NTA on the plea seeking the CBI probe into NEET UGC 2024. A huge row broke out after the National Testing Agency awarded grace marks to some aspirants due to a wrongly printed question, torn OMR sheets, or delay in the distribution of OMR sheets. The Centre and NDA had yesterday told the Supreme Court they had cancelled the grace marks given to 1,563 candidates who took the examination for admission to MBBS and such other courses. And the students who opt for it can sit for the re-examination scheduled for later this month. Breaking from breaking news, US President Joe Biden is so gaffe-prone, he makes more headlines for his internet fumbles than any other world leader. This time, during the G7 summit in Italy, the 81-year-old leader was seen smiling and slowly walking away from a group of world leaders, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. After walking a few feet, he gives an enthusiastic thumbs up to someone and looks like he's interacting with someone, but the video shows there is no one standing in that direction. The Italian Prime Minister quickly came to his rescue, diverted his attention to the group of leaders as they posed for a photograph. Biden then shuffled slowly back to the group. And now, back to news. The G7 has agreed to use frozen Russian assets to raise $50 billion for Ukraine to help it fight invading Russian forces. During the G7 summit in Italy, US President Joe Biden said it was another reminder to Russia, quote, that we are not backing down. But Moscow has threatened extremely painful retaliatory measures. The money is not expected to arrive until the end of the year, but is seen as a longer-term solution to support Ukraine's war effort and economy. The US leader stressed that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot wait us out, he cannot divide us, and we will be with Ukraine until they prevail in this war, unquote. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked his American and other allies for their unwavering support. The G7 or Group of Seven is an intergovernmental political and economic forum consisting of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States. Additionally, the European Union or EU is a non-enumerated member. In other G7 news, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Italy for the summit on the invitation of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni to attend an outreach session of the 50th Group of Seven Leaders Summit. The session is expected to focus on issues relating to artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On reaching Italy, the Prime Minister said that he was, quote, looking forward to engaging in productive discussions with world leaders, unquote. He met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and French President Emmanuel Macron on the sidelines of G7 and is scheduled to meet Zelensky later this evening. The outreach also includes the Catholic head of the Vatican, the Pope, and 10 other heads of state and government, including the Prime Minister of India and the King of Jordan. Many experts suggest this outreach is a way to open doors to outsiders to show the world that G7 is not an exclusive club. Besides his scheduled speech on AI, the Pope will also hold multiple bilateral meetings, including Biden, Zelensky, and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni told reporters on Thursday, and I quote, "It is a historic day. We will welcome the Holy Father. It is the first time for a pontiff at G7. I am proud it will happen under the Italian presidency," unquote. And lastly, AI can help predict and mitigate heart diseases. A new AI program can predict who is at risk of developing heart failure by identifying telltale patterns after reading a person's general health reports with doctor appointments, a study has found. Spotting people at high risk would enable them to begin treatments earlier when heart failure symptoms can be managed more effectively. Researchers at the British Heart Foundation hope the algorithm could be available to GPs in as few as 3 to 5 years. Quote, "Harnessing the power of AI through research like this takes us a step closer to improving lives of many more people affected by heart failure," unquote, said Professor Brian Williams, Chief Scientific and Medical Officer at the British Heart Foundation. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.